Hey, it's Tax Scripts time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama wants to suggest that you get advice first before making financial moves. But first, my friends, let's start with a big thing this weekend, changing the clocks to daylight savings time. Remember the old adage, fall back and spring forward? So that means we set the clocks forward 1 hour in order to get more daylight at the end of the day. However, there are a few U.S. states and territories that don't participate, just to confuse and confound the rest of us, I think. I gave you the link. Good news, sort of, from the IRS. They're opening their Taxpayer Assistance Centers, or TACs, to walk-ins tomorrow, Saturday, March 11th. That includes TACs all over the country. The instructions are in this IRS announcement that I have included in the link. But go very early to secure your place in line. Wrap yourself in something warm and bring a thermos with your favorite hot beverage, especially so you can wrap your hands around it. There's a deadline coming up. Tax returns for partnerships and S corporations are due on March 15th. You can use Form 7004 to file for the extensions. It'll be either in your software or I've given you a link to the form. However, folks in the counties with disaster areas in California and Alabama and Georgia are not required to file extensions at that time. You have until October 16th to file the returns and pay certain taxes without penalty in California and Alabama, but Georgia is still showing May 18th as their deadline. Let's get to the heart of the matter, the reason I'm writing this today, and that is ask first and act later. This month, I've had several Tax Mama Forum questions from people wanting to minimize their taxes after they took some significant financial actions. Here are a couple of situations. The taxpayer owned a house for decades. His daughter and her husband were living with him for years, but they did not qualify him for head of household. In 2022, he sold the house at a gain well in excess of the $250,000 personal residence exclusion. He's facing a big tax bill. How could he have eliminated that tax bill? Well, easy. He could have put his daughter and or her husband on title, depending on how many people he needed to exclude the gain, using their own $250,000 personal residence exclusion. He could have eliminated all the capital gains taxes. Oh yes, I know, there may be some other gift tax or profit sharing issues, and that's what tax planning is for. Another taxpayer just got their W-2 and noticed that the withholding is for the wrong state. They moved to another state. They never really looked at their pay stubs all this time, and now they owe a fortune to their current state. How could he have eliminated that tax bill? Well, anyone making a change in job location or family size or other life changes must review their pay stubs in order to ensure the withholding is the correct amount and for the correct state. Verify with the payroll department. In this case, the taxpayer is going to end up filing a part-year resident return with the state that has all the withholding and then wait to get that money back. Then they will have to file a part-year resident return with their current state, and they will owe 100% of that state's tax balance along with penalties and interest for paying late. Actually, there were several other times in which I had to say, "You're breaking my heart. I wish you had asked first. I just can't remember them all." But the message is the same. Please, please, before spending a lot of money on just about anything that's unusual in your life, before withdrawing money from IRAs or retirement accounts, before making gifts, transferring title, or starting businesses, please, please invest the time and money to meet with a tax professional who has experience in your particular area of expertise that you need at the time. It costs so much more to fix the problem than to avoid them in the first place. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about taxes and business issues and EA education free. Where? Where else? At TaxMama.com.